Okay, yesterday we learned the connection between Berachas Ahava Rabba, which is Limud HaTorah, and Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And the main nekuda that was his theme was that Lo Titochin Ahavas Hashem or Yiras Hashem without Limud HaTorah, because without knowing what somebody wants, you can't show Ahava to a person. Otherwise he called it like something nostalgic. If you really have Ahava for somebody, you have to know what he needs, what he wants, and then you could help him. Today we turn to page Resh Chavav, and Vavienu L'Sholem Yarba Kavi Se'oretz, and we see the third part of this bracha. So if you analyze the bracha Ahava Rabba, there are three basic themes. There's the theme of learning, which is the main theme of Ahava Rabba, followed by the Ahava and Yira, which we explained is a offshoot of learning. Because in order to show Ahava to someone, you have to know what the person wants. And now we come to Vavienu L'Sholem Yarba Kanfi Se'oretz, which is the third theme in this one bracha, Ahava Rabba. And the question is, what in the world has it got to do with learning Torah? Vavienu L'Sholem Yarba Kanfi Se'oretz is Kibbutz Galuyos, which seems to be a totally different idea than Ahavas Hashem or Yiras Hashem or certainly of learning. So let's see, he goes into it and we'll try to see what he says. Vavienu L'Sholem Yarba Kanfi Se'oretz, Hine Kavona Shema Yisrael, He Shein Oid Mulvadai. The Kavona of Shema is that Klal Yisrael accepts that there's one God. And the world contains only the Metzias of Hashem. And everything that's found in the world is an expression of Hashem. In order to appreciate that, have a true appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, it really would be when all the Jewish people are together in Eretz Yisrael. Torah is given to the oneness of Klal Yisrael. We still have to explain the connection, but he's explaining that to come to Shema Yisrael, you have to have a musig of all of Klal Yisrael together in Eretz Yisrael. And he explains the reason is because the many of Klal Yisrael is not a riboy. It's not many. It's a oneness. It's a oneness of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael all being one is like all the parts being together. You have a body, so you have five fingers on each hand. They're not a riboy of fingers, but the five fingers together function as one. Function in one way, and so too all of Klal Yisrael functions as one. When we find in the beginning of Vayishlach, Esav and Yaakov, one of them said Yesh li Rav, and one said Yesh li Kol. Anybody remember who said which?
Yeah, Yaakov said Yesh li Kol.
That's pretty good. Okay. So Esav said Yesh li Rav. I have many, and Yaakov said I have all. So the beer of the difference is that Yesh li Rav is I have many. It says when it mentions the names of Esav, his wives and his children, they total six. It says these are the nefashos of Esav. When it counts Yaakov and his children, it's 70, and it says shivim nefesh. It says one, because Esav is yeshli rav. It's many, so he has six. So if he had 70, it would be nefashos. It's many of each one's an individual. That's one more. The chashivus is the yeshli kol, is the all of them being a certain oneness of all of them, all of Klal Yisrael together as one. And the person really, to appreciate Klal Yisrael, a person has to see it that way. A lot of the friction between groups in Klal Yisrael comes from the fact that each group in Klal Yisrael feels that I'm doing it my way, and if see them do it that way, or the more modern people do it that way, so either I'm right or they're right. I don't want to be wrong. So in order for me to be right, they have to be wrong. That's the way it is. Now when you have Democrats and Republicans, it's that way. If I'm right, then the other guy's wrong. And when you have, different opinions on whatever it may be, it's different. The appreciation of Klal Yisrael is the echad of Klal Yisrael, the oneness of all of the parts of Klal Yisrael. But that really is only appreciated when you have whole Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Because if you remember, when Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, when they were in the Midbar, each Shevet was its own group. And each Beis Av was its own group. And it was understood that each one had his function. Each one, Yisachar and Zvulun, certainly we understood there's Yisachar and there's Zvulun. There wasn't a question that Yisachar and Zvulun was like the Chassidim and two groups in Klal Yisrael. It wasn't. It was, Yaakov Avinu set up, there's Yisachar and there's Zvulun. The same thing, there's a God and there's a Naphtali and there's Reuben and Shimon and Levi. So that idea of the Ichud of Klal Yisrael is the idea of Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, is the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, and that's connected, the Achdus of Hashem, and that's connected to Avienu L'Sholem Yabakam Yisrael, it's the Klal Yisrael having a oneness in Klal Yisrael. Rosh Shapiro has an interesting idea on this theme. He says, when we count Sfira, we count days and we count weeks. The Gemara says, Mitzvah L'Mimni Yaimi, or Mitzvah L'Mimni Shvui. Mitzvah count days and Mitzvah count weeks. Now we're counting days towards Shvuis, which is one day. But really, Shvuis is a week also, because the Gemara says that if you didn't bring the carbon of Shvuis on Shvuis, you could bring it for six more days. It's really a whole week in which it's the carbon of Shavuos is eligible to be brought. So what? We don't say Tachna that week. Okay, that proves it, right? So we're counting weeks. We're counting to the week of Shavuos also. Shavuos is a day. It's one day. That's only cheesecake. In Chutz La'aretz, we get 2 days of cheesecake, but right, it's really one day. But Shavuos is also a week in a certain way. Shavuos is 7 days in the sense that we learn out of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says together, Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkah, as the Chazan says in Shemini Esrei. The three are Isker, Zula, Zu, they're compared. All of them have at least a week. So that there's a week of days, which is also Shavuos. So we count days, we count weeks, but we count it as one. Because the week has to be a kol, it's not a multiple, it's not seven different days. It seems that way in Pesach and Sukkot, the 7 different days, but not Shavuos. Shavuos is one day. The other 6 days are just Tashlumin. They complete the one day. If you don't bring it on the one day, you get 6 more days to bring it. So I was traveling. It was off by a day. His wife wasn't ready to leave in time. Imagine you're going to Halil Regal and your wife's not ready to leave on time. And he kind of comes a day late. So the Tashlumin is for the more days. So that you have the idea of oneness coming two ways. Oneness could be one. And oneness could be a seven that's yeshli kol, that's many parts of one. And that's what the idea of Yaakov Avinu, of Klal Yisrael, is the idea of kol, of everybody being one together. And that's what he says. Now, hine, lefiminik harizal. What? Shivim nefesh. So again, it's a oneness of Klal Yisrael, the 70. The Klal Yisrael has the 1 and the 3 and the 12 and the 70 and the 600,000. These are the numbers that are Klal Yisrael. So. Now, he brings a minigari. I think many people do this without knowing that it's a minigari because it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Niskabel bein kol b'nei Ashkenaz. He says, Sfaradim, don't do this. Let's see the minute. You do it. He says, Noitlam kan arba tzitzis biyad. When you get up to Havienu Mishalmi arba kampi sa'oretz, the minute is to take all of the tzitzis together. And, Ayin Ramah, Really not do anything else when you daven. During the time you're davening, you're not supposed to be busy with other things at the same time. I'm going to explain the connection, but you understand, you bring together the Arba Kafisaret, so we take together the four corners of the tzitzis. I wonder, you know, my nature, I'm already, by Yetzer HaMayris, I'm already taking the four corners together. I don't know, maybe, I understood the minig is to prepare for Shema to take together the four corners. According to what he's saying, it seems that you're supposed to do it here. The Arba Kanfei Saaretz, you're somehow merames by taking the Arba Kanfei of the tzitzis together and taking them in your hand. And, if you know, the minig is to put it between, Api Ari is to put it between the pinky and the first finger. The tzitzis. Api Ari, the minig is when you take the four tzitzis to hold it between your pinky and your first finger.
Left.
During the minig. Arizal's, I don't know why. You know, this
left,
is...
The left hand.
What? But you do both. You do both hands. But you do both. By Yehem, you hold it in both hands. But Rabbi Yaakov used to say that if you look at the Lashon is you hold the tzitzis between your pinky and your finger. Now, it's not like this. But he said is that you hold it in your hand with it coming out of your finger. That's Rabbi Yaakov's medayik in the language. You understand this? Just all 32 tzitzis. That's the custom. All arba kafei says. But Baruch Shomer, it says the minig is lav davka all four. Those have a minig to kiss or be touch that tzitzis. But by here, the minig is all. What?
I always have a problem. I can't find those.
Yeah, I only have 31 at the moment. One of mine ripped off. It's just a little bit. It doesn't make it to my pinky. But I don't know. It's kosher. You know, somebody a chassid once told me. One of my tzitzis was ripped. He told me, you be careful. 32 tzitzis is connected to 32 teeth. And if one of them is ripped, you're going to lose connected to 32 teeth. A person has, apparently has 16 teeth on top, 16 on bottom. He tells me, you're going around with a ripped tzitzis, you're going to lose one of your teeth. I says, too late, I lost one of my teeth already, so I can go in 31. It's not such a big deal. So, but I don't know, they see all these types of ramas. So at any rate, you take it here. Now he explains a little bit about the kavana. Kavanas vavienu l'shalom hi al kibbutz galiyah shavi raka yidei Mashiach. The gathering of the exiles l'shalom to a place of peace is in the days of Mashiach. Today we go to Eretz Yisrael, but there's no peace. V'chei mispahalim t'ka b'shoifar gadol l'cheiruseinu. We say Hashem, blow the great shoifar so that we have our freedom. And put up either the miracle or the flag. This is Lekabes, the sign to gather our Goliaths. And gather us together from the four corners of the earth. Gather us Yachad, Hakavana. Shiakobes Yisrael Ba'achdas Gemura. V'chativa Achas Shleima B'lishum Pirud Klal. A Klal Yisrael should be one without any divisions among them. V'zeo havienu l'shalom. Shalom doesn't mean that the Arabs aren't going to bother us. It means that we won't bother each other. Lo'itzi midas hamedami b'nav shaysam. To take away from those who think she'yoy sha'idei medinas Yisrael k'var nikbetsu alfei alofim ribbos me'achenu b'nei Yisrael. That today in Israel, already the thousands and tens of thousands of Jews have gathered. Kvar bo nitche Yisrael mi'arba kamfeis kador ha'olam, and Jews are there from all parts of the world. Kush b'teimo mi'artis ha'mizrach v'amarit. Hariyesh b'zeh kibbutz galiyos, those who might think it's kibbutz galiyos, chas v'shalom. U'betos yisoydam. Sha'av she'bechaste Hashem motzu kama v'kama mokim miklat. Even though many have found a place of refuge, me'roiv, Aniim va'amelim v'mekoymes mashuseyim. Aniim here means from the inoyim and the pain of the galus. Vayisa aras lam l'pleita, and Israel for them is a place of refuge of saving. Mekom makim chas v'shalom sheyichavdu b'shem kibbutz galiyos. Rai b'zu she'adayin ein shalom bein kolam in Yisrael. Can't even imagine how they will be. And mitzayis beretzi harbi machloikus u'merivos min ish l'reiv. So that, the idea of kibbutz galiyos is that there should be a yachad and everybody together. Umakim tefilas that dafka bibracha haseveves al atzlocha b'limud haTorah. What's it doing? What does it have to do with learning? Shekiyam havienu lishalom yia teitzah me'esek haTorah. The idea of Jews living peacefully one with the other is a result of being involved in Torah. Shalom amiti lo yitochein is not possible to come to true peace among Klal Yisrael. Kim al yidei haTorah, kim amarim zal, tamid echamer amshalom v'yaylam. Shenemar v'chol b'nayach lebudei Hashem, shekulam oiskim b'tayras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ozai v'rab shalom b'nayach. V'heim heim ha'b'nayach. The builders are the b'nayach of Klal Yisrael, k'moshu zeh mevi avonim. Just like when you build a building, one person brings the stones, v'zeh mevi barzel, one brings the metal. V'yidei kulam b'yachad, yivusas binyan echad shalom. There will be a foundation for a big binyan. Ken yeshitas beishama, yeshitas beisil, kulam biyachad, oiskim lahokim binyan shalim shal Torah. They all work together to create a binyan of Torah. And that idea of coming b'shalim has to be a result of limud haTorah. Basically, the limud haTorah in Yisrael, but the idea of a Klal Yisrael based on Torah Yisrael allows for the feeling of the Achdus, the Yachad of Klal Yisrael. It's hard to explain, but the idea of Machloikis, we're so used to it. People who are never exposed to Gemara, and you know, we grow up with it, but someone never exposed to Gemara and looks at Gemara, it's the strangest book of laws. You know, he says this, he says that, you could have two blot that are totally not halachadik. It's an opinion which at the end of the two blot is shot down. And it's not, you know, I always think of it as if you have a college professor. He gets up to give his lecture in college. And one of the students raises his hand and says, no, maybe it's the other way. You know, maybe the atom is structured differently. And another one says, no, they were shushim. You know, what are you talking about? Somebody asks, explain. He can explain. We say, maybe it's, you know, maybe the other way. Maybe. Yeah, that's not the function of a professor's lecture. When you're going to learn with a class in yeshiva, if you give a shiur and no one speaks up, you know, it's tough. You want somebody to challenge you, somebody to argue with you, someone to put up a fuss. If someone puts up a fuss, that's learning. Learning is a dispute, the argument, saying it's not logical, it is logical. That's all part of limud haTorah. The difference is that if you're giving a shiur in mathematics or in physics or in chemistry, and someone challenges you, there aren't two truths. In the physical world, there's one truth. You know, either 3 and 3 is 6, or it's not 6. There are no two truths to the physical world. So if someone's challenging you, he's saying you're wrong. That's not Torah. In Torah,
equations would have 2, 3 answers.
3 plus 3? Give me two answers.
Equations.
Which equation? It has two answers. There's no mathematical equation that has more than one answer. I mean, that's, I'm not sure what you mean. But, you know, that's what it says, Rav Schwab says that, it says Hashem created the world with Midas Hadin, then he changed it to Midas Harachamim. Okay, we're talking about different equations, I guess. But the, Rav Schwab said that Midas Hadin remained in math. If you ever have a math test and you have to do, you know, like a bunch of things, you just make one mistake somewhere, but you got most of it right. But at the end, your number is the wrong answer. Like, it's Midas Hadin, right? When you do mathematics, it's Midas Hadin. It's exact, and there's no partial credit. There's no, so that remained Midas Hadin. There's only one answer, therefore this is the street, is not. By Torah, the reason that Rav Shalom Banayich, that Tamid Chamar Shalom B'Aylam, is because when they argue, when you argue in Torah, it's not discrediting the other person, even though you're trying to disprove the other person. But by Torah, by definition, is something where each person, according to his understanding, tries to apply himself and come to a proper understanding. As long as you're pursuing the truth truthfully, then that's all part of Torah. That's why you could have a blot in Gemara where they argue, and then at the end of the day, it says, "Oh, we'll go back to the first teretz." You know, it says, Kairish was a king, and he became, he was a good king, and he went off. How do you know he went off? So Gemara says one teres, and Gemara says second teres. Gemara says a whole amid disproving the second teres, says, okay, you're right, the first teres is right. So why do you have the second teres? Over Benazmar, I was learning Ezra, so I see even in the art scroll, they bring, in the footnote, they bring, the Gemara wants to prove it from here, but it doesn't end up that way. Like, art scroll, like, why are you doing that? That's all part of Torah. All part of Torah is the understanding that the Shakla V'Tari is all one. So the oneness of Klal Yisrael is when you have the confidence to be able, and that's the way it is in learning Torah. It says, Ezvahi Besufa, that when people learn together, they're Nasu Oivim Zelazah, they're enemies, they're fighting. Vasuai Besufa, at the end, they're friends. Because when they're arguing, not personal. I try to encourage, some boys have a hard time getting the Gemara. I tell them, you know, when you're in sixth grade and seventh grade, Rashi's your enemy. Why? Got Rashi's. That's your biggest enemy. Like, you finally got the Gemara straight. Okay, do Rashi. Why do Rashi? You know, I got the Gemara straight. It's your enemy. When you get older, Rashi's your best friend. Because without Rashi, you can't learn Gemara. You know, so there's a certain amount of friction till you get there, and then you get there. Anyway, what Rav Schwab is doing in connecting Limud HaTorah to Kibbutz Galiyos is saying is that the gathering of Klal Yisrael, one, an achdus of Klal Yisrael, it has to come from Limud HaTorah. It has to come from a life that's gebayit on Torah, and then it works. It bothers me sometimes that the derech halim that I'm used to from yeshiva, a lot of chassidim don't appreciate it. And then I see some chassidish of Torah, and I don't appreciate it. I say, this is bechinas that, this is bechinas this, and things that it's just a different derech halim. It's very, very hard. I once heard Rabbi Moshe Shapiro spoke in our Sameach. He said that when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchais, Oisis Parchas Ba'avir, so different groups grabbed different derachim and limud. Even in the learning, sometimes it's just very, 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 very difficult. We know our way is right, but anyway, the point here is that if you want to disagree with somebody, And it shouldn't be personal. So it's got to be Torah. It doesn't have to be Pshat and Gemara. Even if someone has a disagreement in how to do things, two ideas, and how to go about doing things properly, two people could have two ideas, and if you're doing it for the right reasons, then it's not a dispute. It's not a disagreement. Somebody told me that, I forgot, I mentioned something in the Navi Shia, I don't remember what it was, but someone came over to me and said, Rabbi Yaakov or Moshe, they were once traveling, and the driver wasn't sure where to go. Rabbi Moshe said, I think you go left. Rabbi Yaakov wasn't so sure, so they stopped, and he rolled down the window, and he asked somebody. So the guy said, go left. So Rabbi Moshe says to Rabbi Yaakov, no, and the guy zogt, yetz is richtig, the guy said, so now it's right. But anyway, it's something to it. Anyway, the point here is that the bracha of Avarabah is on Limud HaTorah. It's really what it's a bracha about. And we say, Abaychabam Yisrael B'Yavah, you yaitze a bracha of Berchas HaTorah. If you didn't say it in the morning, it could be yaitze. It's about Torah. And the Vavienu L'Sholem Yarba Kamfi Sa'oretz is that. The Mamish that today, where Jews are in Israel, and there's all the friction, And we wish that there would be a Bedina Shal Torah. And then there would be Shalom. I mean, they'd fight about, which way to, how to build the sukkah and which way to bake the matzahs, but it would be B'Shalom. It would be in Shalom. Anyway, so this is the connection of the three parts of Avah Rabbah. Torah, Yiras Hashem and Avos Hashem we learned yesterday, and Arba Kampis Oretz. I'm still not clear if this is all a preparation for Shema. It's not clear to me why by Maariv we don't mention, we just mentioned Torah pretty much, and we mentioned Ava Yisrael, but we don't mention the Kibbutz Galiyos by Maariv. Could be for reasons, but Okay, it's Hashem tomorrow.